Hermitage Papyrus. A papyrus text preserved in the Hermitage in Leningrad and listed in the catalog of that museum as number 1116B Recto is a literary echo of fateful days when the Empire of Egypt perished and the land fell prey to invading nomads. In this papyrus, the same story is related that we now know from the papyrus Ippur, but in a different way. The upheavals of nature and the subsequent subjugation of Egypt by the desert tribes are recounted not as events in the past or present, but as things that are to come. Obviously, this indicates only a preference for the literary form of foretelling. A sage by the name of Neferohu asks his royal listener whether he would like to hear about things past or things future. Quote, said his majesty, nay, of things future. The seer, quote, was brooding over what should come to pass in the land and conjuring up the condition of the east when the Asiatics, Amu, approach in their might and their hearts rage. And he said, up my heart and bewail this land thou art sprung. Quote, the land is utterly perished, and naught remains. Perished is this land. The sun is veiled and shines not in the sight of men. None can live when the sun is veiled by clouds. End quote. Quote, the river is dry, even the rivers of Egypt. Quote, the south wind shall blow against the north wind. The earth is fallen into misery. Bedouins pervade the land. For foes are in the east side of sun rising, and Asiatics shall descend into Egypt. This land shall be in perturbation. I show thee the land upside down, happened that which never yet had happened. Men laugh with the laughter of pain. None there is who weepeth because of death. None knoweth that midday is there. His sun's shadow is not discerned, not dazzled in the sight when he is beheld. He is in the sky like the moon. End quote. From the description of the changes in nature, we can recognize them as belonging to the period when the Israelites roamed the desert under a cloudy sky in, quote, the land of shadow, shadow of death. Jeremiah, centuries later, complained, neither, said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death? Chapter 2, verse 6. In numerous other passages in the scriptures, this shadow of death is mentioned. During the years of wandering in the desert, the sky was veiled, clouds hung over the desert. All life processes were impaired, and for this reason the gloom was called shadow of death. The plague of darkness, of which, I maintain, the shadow of death was a lasting remainder, is dealt with in Worlds in Collision, which investigates the physical side of the catastrophe. After giving this picture of natural disaster combined with the political subjugation of Egypt by the Amu, the seer Neferohu prophesied the liberation by a king who would be born of a Nubian woman called Ameni. Quote, the Amu shall fall by his sword. Thereafter, there shall be the wall of the prince, so as not to allow the Amu to go down into Egypt. End quote. It is questionable whether Ameni is a historical personality. Because of some surmise as to his identity, the papyrus was supposed to have been written during the Old Kingdom or shortly after its end. It is also apparent that this text has much in common with the text of the papyrus in Leyden. However, the Hyksos, Amu, period in Egypt, followed the end of the Middle Kingdom. The name Ameni may refer to Amenhotep I, one of the first kings of Egypt after it was freed from the Hyksos. At the time of liberation, he was a prince. He is usually pictured as black, which would also conform with the words, born of a Nubian woman. He was highly revered in later times. A literary remnant that closely resembles the Hermitage Papyrus 1116b Recto is a prophecy of a potter under King Amenophis, Amenhotep. Quote, the waterless Nile will be filled. The displaced winter will come in its own season. The sun will resume its course, and the winds will be restrained, for in the Typhon time the sun is veiled. End quote. This prophecy is preserved in a papyrus written in Greek, being a translation of an older Egyptian text. The pharaoh's name points to one of the Amenhoteps of the New Kingdom, and, I assume, refers to the same Ameni or Amenhotep I.